Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman, and today I'm going to be doing a solo show. And I, you know, always throughout every day, there's little God winks, little things that bring your attention sometimes in the middle of the night for me to wake up and listen to things either on YouTube or to get up and read something that is drawing my attention. And about a week or so ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was drawn to listen to a conversation on OWN with Oprah Winfrey and Sister Joan Chittister. And I had interviewed Sister Joan about a year or so ago, and it was such a wonderful conversation. And for those who are not familiar with Sister Joan, she is a beloved nun and a social activist who offers soul-stirring and inspiring guides to speak to all who feel disillusioned and dissatisfied with the power-hungry institutions and systems of our world. Sister Joan has been a passionate voice for women's rights for over 50 years, and she is called one of the most well-known and trusted contemporary spiritual authors by Publishers Weekly. This rabble-rousing force of nature for social justice and a fervent proponent for personal faith and spiritual fulfillment draws on the wisdom of prophets of old and modern prophets also to help us to confront what we are currently experiencing as our societal forces that suppress, oppress, and silence the sacred voices of which we are. She has written about 50 books, if I'm not mistaken. And the book that really caught my attention and I knew I needed to get immediately was her latest book called The Time Is Now, A Call to Uncommon Courage. And you can certainly go to Amazon or you can go to her website if you'd like. And her website is store.benedictbenetvision.org/timeisnow.html. And if you go to that particular page from now until December 17th, you can get a 25% off of this book if you want to read it. And I would highly recommend it. It's not a big book, but it's a very deep book. Sister Joan has traveled around the world to help us remember who we are. She has been a voice of wisdom, a voice of balance, a voice of integrity, really calling to our senses what we really need to be aware of in our world. And she was featured on Super Soul Sunday with Oprah Winfrey on Sunday, May 26th of 2019 on OWN TV. So please, I would suggest if you can, if you have the time to listen to this or watch this beautiful video. And what she calls for in her book, The Time Is Now, is for us to begin to be our own prophets. And what she means by that is not someone who is a religious fanatic, not at all. What she is talking about and what she references as a Benedictine nun is first and foremost the prophet that is most known to most people, I'll speak in Christianity, is Jesus. And what she speaks about in her book is the fact that he is often sought after as Jesus the healer, the one who does miraculous things, the one who does things that sets him apart from everyone. But what she is speaking about is the other more important, perhaps, part of Jesus, that is the part that is the prophet. Meaning, now I want you to have a different concept in your mind of what does it mean to be a prophet. In our vernacular, we often think of someone who is evangelical. Not that. What she refers to is the one who calls attention to injustice, the one who calls attention to racism, to sexism, to bigotry, to arrogance, to the use of false power. And the reason she was compelled to write this book, as she says on her website, The Time Is Now, there's a short 2-minute video clip that you can watch that in which she expresses, in her own words, why she was compelled to write this book. Because she says that she has seen our world, the United States, becoming so egocentric rather than being a global force for what is right, for what has what was originally seen as a place for all people to come and to make their dreams come true. Now, we can't be naive and think that and forget that we have had industrial titans and giants who, at the cost of anything, was willing to denigrate other people, denigrate the globe, denigrate the environment, and to win at all costs. We have seen this historically throughout history. And these civilizations that have been willing to use power at any cost eventually becomes the reason for their own demise. So the thing that is so brilliant about Sister Joan's writing is that she is direct and to the point. She does not stand apart from others, but she embraces all. And what she speaks about in The Time Is Now, A Call to Uncommon Courage, is truly to look at where is our leadership gone? Where is the concept of true leadership? And why has it vanished, seemingly, from the face of the political world? And how is it that we can regain true leadership rather than those who are only trying to serve their own interests and those of their constituents? So as we're approaching 1 month shy of 2020, a new decade, I have been thinking a great deal about how prophetic and how clear her writing is and how important her writing is. And I want to step back and say I did reach out to Sister Joan to see if it might be possible for her to be a guest on the show. And so lovingly and eloquently, her assistant, Sister Mary Ellen, I'm sorry, I can't remember her last name, Sister Mary Ellen of the Benedictines, graciously responded, saying because of the impact that this book has created, the tidal wave of emotions and change that is occurring, Sister Joan's schedule, and by the way, she's not a kid anymore. She's past middle age and has the distinction of being an elder worthy of listening to. And she is simply too busy. And so I am hoping that she won't mind, and I will certainly be sending her a copy of this podcast to speak on her behalf. Because what is needed now is for the voice for all people to recognize that the time is now. As you might have listened to in past podcasts on Earth Wisdom Circles, I have had the opportunity to interview other visionaries like Grandmother Sasa and Todd Lippa and other people like my friend Jem Muldoon, who are working tirelessly to bring squarely to our awareness these things that are crying for our attention. In regard to Jem Muldoon, she is an international anti-bullying expert and restorative practices expert, speaking very clearly to those in education about how we have to stop being bullies ourselves and how we have to refocus on how are we going to help someone learn when their brain is so traumatized by early childhood experiences, adverse experiences of hunger and fear and violence and worry. We have to look at that, and we have to not contribute to it. To my dear friend Todd Lippa, who is one of the co-founders of CARES of Farmington Hills, which is an acronym for Community Action Resources Empowerment Services, which in its two short years has grown from servicing over 100 families a month to over 700 families a month. And is opening and has opened and has sustained a free food pantry, clothing pantry, and many, many ancillary services that are needed by those in a community who for whatever reason have fallen short in what it is that they need, but who are given things effortlessly and without humiliation and with great dignity, and so that they can, as Todd says, get a hand up, not a handout. And also with the work that others, individuals like Sister Joan, who has been doing, to help to reframe and help us to rethink what it is that we need to look at once again. And so her book is really quite beautiful in how we have to, it's beautiful, but it's also very stern in recognizing that we, as every individual, are not exempt in any way, shape, or form from contributing to the betterment of the whole. We might, in our own way, find ourselves too busy or too strapped or too tired or too hungry. But as soon as we begin to recognize that we're all in this together, we can begin to work in ways that actually would begin to identify true leaders, support true leaders, empower true leaders, and support true leaders. A real leader does not defame another human being. A real leader does not make up stories to perpetuate lies. A real leader truly leads by example, by word, by deed, by action, in all times of their day and night. They work tirelessly to begin to bring together those people who are like-minded, and also offer opportunities to those who want to change but maybe don't know how. That they begin to demonstrate, truly demonstrate, what it means to care, what it means to have integrity, what it means to be a prophet. Again, extrapolating that word prophet from our regular vernacular and recognizing that to be a prophet means to be one who calls out the truth, one who says, feed this man, feed this woman, clothe this child, give them shelter, help them learn how to help themselves if they are able. And if they are not able, make sure that they get the care and the dignity that they need and desire and are worthy of. So if I can just bring your attention to some of the parts of this book. And in fact, I'm going to literally just read from the opening of Sister Joan Chittister's book, The Time Is Now. In all my years of traveling around the world, one thing has been present in every region, everywhere. One thing has stood out and convinced me of the certain triumph of the great human gamble on equality and justice. Everywhere there are people, despite finding themselves mired in periods of national darkness or personal marginalization, refuse to give up the thought of a better future or give in to the allurement of a deteriorating present. They never lose hope that the values they learned in the best of times or the courage it takes to reclaim their world from the worst of times are worth the commitment of their life, of their lives. These people, the best of ourselves, are legion, and they are everywhere. In the unwavering faith, the open hearts, it is the unwavering faith, the open hearts, and the piercing courage of people from every level of every society that carries us through every major social breakdown to the emergence again of the humanization of humanity. In every region, everywhere, there are the unsung but mighty voices of community, high-mindedness, and deep resolve. They are the prophets of each era who prod the rest of the world into seeing newly what it means to be fully alive, personally, nationally, and spiritually. It is to these average but courageous people who forever seek the truth, defend the weak, bring the peace, and always, always, always stand up to protect injustice. It is to you that I dedicate this book. So that, to me, is such a profound beginning of this very impactful but small book. in which she talks about the risk and the paradox and the awareness and the insight and the audacity and authenticity, support and wholeness, self-giving, patience, failure, voice, wisdom, proclamation, vision, faith, confidence, tradition. Prophets then, prophets now. And what that means. In her book, she eloquently speaks about the fact that we have a choice. And it's interesting, just this morning I was writing about choice. And what is our choice that we either refuse to make or refuse to make well? So we choose to act, or we choose to stand silent. We choose to speak up, or we choose to ignore. Each of these things are one of the greatest gifts that humanity has ever been given, which is the gift of choice. So we are choosing from this moment on, and we always have, who our leaders are, what our leaders represent, not just in our own governments, but in our own minds, in our own hearts, in our own villages, in our own towns, in our own cities. So where is it, when did it happen that the concept of America for all as a place that welcomed others in, beginning with the indigenous people who literally stood on the shores and said, let us show you how to till this land. Let us show you where the animals are. Let us show you where the buffalo are. Let us show you how to plant corn. Let us show you how to preserve the foods that you will need as the weathers change and the seasons come and go. There was never, from the indigenous people, a time in which they said, no, you cannot have. They said, we are the caregivers and we are meant to share all that we have. In our stories, and as we know, this past week we had Thanksgiving, and yet we really do not understand the true implications of Thanksgiving. It is not to overstuff oneself with a plethora of food, but it is also, it is a way to say with dignity, let's share our meals together, let's share our thoughts together, let's share our ways of celebrating and caring and community together. That's what true Thanksgiving is about. But as of late, our mindset has become America first. And what most people don't know is in Peru, I learned that the word America is not an English word. It's actually a Peruvian word. And I may be mistaken in terms of what is the actual language, but America means giant. It is the land of the giants. It is not simply a conglomeration of industry. It is not simply a conglomeration of what we have in terms of armament and land and possessions. It is who are we. Last night, my husband and I were watching, I think it was on the History Channel, the beginning of, or how industry was actually beneficial, not just money grabbing, but ended up being essentially balanced and helpful in the time after the wars, when food was able to be distributed from the United States of America to other countries that had already been ravaged by war. So yes, there was a lot of, at times, industrial leaders who were ruthless in their desire to have position and authority. But gradually over time, some of these things, like the people that, like Kellogg's and Post and different individuals who at times were ruthless, but then at times began to make it possible for people to eat when they didn't have food. Birdseye Company that made it possible for food to be frozen so that it could be preserved. There are so many ways that there has been true leaders that then at times have dominated and have their original vision was warped and transported into something other than what it was meant to be. So where do we begin? How do we begin to restore our vision? How do we begin to call our leaders, our current people in positions of authority, to true leadership? I've stated many times before, but it's worth saying again. What many people don't realize is we throw about the word chief all the time in industry. We have chief operating officers. We have chief executive officers. We have chief technical officers. We have chief of this and chief of that. With very few people understanding, what does the word chief actually represent? So the word chief is an ancient Native American term, which is a symbol and a distinction of honor of someone who has pledged to uphold the rights, the dignity, and the humanity of everyone within their tribe. And if it, at any time they dishonored that, they would at first, if they were in their integrity, would recuse themselves. If they did not recuse themselves, which means to take themselves out of that position, the clan mothers would take them out of that position with the simple movement of their possessions outside of a teepee, with their simple movement of indicating that once you have breached a protocol, you are no longer a leader. So what can we do to begin to hold people to integrity? Well, I think what we must do, as Sister Joan talks about in The Time Is Now, A Call to Uncommon Courage, is for us to be that within ourselves first, to be a true leader, to be someone who is able to speak with love, to act with love, to act with lack of bigotry, to have no sexism or racism as a part of their conversations, but only working towards equality, working towards community, working toward unending, ceaseless trauma. I have had conversations with people who are very brave in the work that they do, to work with people who are brutalized, to work with individuals who have experienced unspeakable trauma, and yet they try to teach love. They work tirelessly to teach love. We need to look within our organizations and self-identify those who are true leaders. And we have to begin to learn how to pledge to ourselves, to the dignity of the life that we live, to really trust and support leaders financially, in words and deeds and actions, and in ways that they are allowed to do what they need to do to get things done. Just this morning, my wonderful producer Remy and I were having a conversation about, you know, the work that Empower Radio does and the leadership of our founder, Brent Carey, who has really seen what is needed to put out into the airways, to empower humanity rather than to denigrate humanity. And so I wasn't planning on saying this, but I'm asking for a call for action for those that really understand the importance of what we hear and what we see and what we feel and what we learn from organizations such as Empower Radio. How do we support them? How do we help them to know that that leadership is meaningful and that they're forging a new way of being a true leader and helping people to see what they're capable of? So, although I have digressed a little bit from The Time Is Now, Sister Joan Chittister's wonderful book, A Call to Uncommon Courage, I think that what we need to see is we have leaders all around us. We have leaders in our midst. We might be that leader. And how do we step forward, and how do we embrace those who are also being leaders? Because none of us can do everything alone. We all need to embrace the gifts and the talents that individuals have so that things can begin to seamlessly come together when each individual is able to do what brings them joy and what they have genuine talent to do, or what they're willing to learn how to do. Because so many things have yet to be discovered. So many things have yet to be reinvented or rediscovered. So today, I thank you for listening to my conversation with you about Sister Joan Chittister's book, The Time Is Now, A Call to Uncommon Courage. And never forget, please, that around you every day you're encountering true leaders, true prophets who are saying, we will stand for poverty no more. We will stand for hunger no more. We will stand for sexism no more. We will stand for the abuse of a child no more. We will stand for abuses of any kind no more. And we will regain our dignity in this coming 2020, in which we will really begin to see with clear vision that which we have only looked at from behind, always thinking that 2020 was hindsight. What about it being present sight and future sight? So this is Elaine Grohman on Empower Radio, Earth Wisdom Circles. Please be the prophet you are meant to be and help to bring our world back to where it should be.